Welcome to morning prayer of Friday the 3rd of April. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your savings power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory for ever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up, that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies upon us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of the new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on the fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. The Lord has indeed done great things for us. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with songs of joy. Then said they among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has indeed done great things for us, and therefore we rejoice. Restore again our fortunes, O Lord, as the riverbeds of the desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seeds, will come back with shouts of joy. The Lord has indeed done great things for us. Lord, as you send rain and flowers, even to the wilderness, renew us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to sow good seeds in time and adversity, and to live to rejoice in your good harvest of all creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring before you the day that lies ahead of us, its tasks, its hopes, and its fears. We pray for the peoples of the world as we face a common enemy. We bring before you the church, united our shattered lives with your love. Lord Jesus, let your mighty calmness lift us above our fears and frustrations. By your deep patience, give us tranquility and stillness of soul in you. Make us in this and in all more and more like you. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence. Our Saviour has taught us in the traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.